Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light, and our salvation. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. To you, O Lord, we pray that the work we accomplish this day may be done in companionship with you. May our work be a mirror of your Spirit. In our joy of doing it, in our openness to failure or success, and in our invitation to others to share with the fruits of our labors. May we be aware that through this work, we draw near to you. Amen.
A reading from the letter of James. Every generous act of giving, with every perfect gift, is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. In fulfillment of his own purpose, he gave us birth by the word of truth, so that we would become a kind of first fruits of his creatures. You must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, for your anger does not produce God's righteousness. Therefore, rid yourselves of all sordidness and rank growth of wickedness, and welcome with meekness the implanted word that has the power to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word, and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. For they look at themselves, and on going away, immediately forget what they were like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. If any think they are religious and do not bridle their tongues, but deceive their hearts, their religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God, the Father, is this: to care for orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. Holy Wisdom, Holy Word.
We give thanks today for David Johnson, alum of the class of 1984, who's welcomed back to this Gustavus home as recipient of the Arnold Carlson Award. This award is given to a person who makes that linkage between ethics and theology, between practice and daily living, between thinking and doing. And we're so pleased that you can come back, David, to not only be in classes, also speak in chapel, but also a lecture this evening at 7 o'clock in Alumni Hall. So please welcome with me David Johnson.
Good morning. I want you to travel with me to Iringa, Tanzania. Picture yourself at a dinner party with about a dozen other college students having dinner at the home of a visiting professor. It comes time for introductions. How would you introduce yourself? What would you say? Who are you, and what is your identity? One student says, "My name is Robert Sharima. God has called me to study law. I plan to work with the National Police Force working on anti-corruption and improving community relations." The next says, "My name is Vinikute Kilamile. I am the first person from my village, Nyanzwa, to complete secondary school and go on to the university. God has called me to study business and finance. I plan to return to the university after my training and teach essential business skills. A third says, my name is Edwina Muihavagia. God is calling me to be an ordained pastor. My aim is to be well equipped in theology to serve the people of this society. I was at such a dinner in July 2008. I heard in these voices a strong sense of call. Wow. They had a confidence and humility that who they are and what they would become was part of a calling. The author Barbara Brown Taylor writes another story about calling in a book, An Altar in the World. The chapter title is Vocation, the Practice of Living with a Purpose. Like many people, she thought that God had a specific purpose for her, and that her main job in her education was to discover what that was. Night after night, she would creep to the quiet, dark top of a fire escape and pray. After a few weeks of this, when her whole heart was open to hearing from God what she was supposed to do with her life, God said, anything that pleases you and belong to me. I love the two-part answer that she was given. Anything that pleases you and belong to me. That is good news. It grants us both liberty and freedom. In belonging to Christ, we are set free from something, and that grants freedom for doing. It removes the pressure of discovering exactly what we are supposed to do. What matters is how we do it. Our Christian symbol of the cross reminds us of the death and resurrection of Jesus. I have seen the cross in many different shapes and sizes, but it always has two parts, one vertical and one horizontal. With only one piece, the cross is not a cross at all. It is something else. I like the description of those two parts as faith and works. The vertical represents faith, the relationship between God and us. Not a ladder that we can climb, but an arrow showing that God always comes down to give us the gift of faith. And the horizontal represents works, what we do in the world, how we treat our neighbors. The text from James asks us not to just be hearers, but to be doers of the word. Our faith enables us to do God's work with our hands. Verse 17 says, every generous act of giving with every perfect gift is from above. Christ Chapel is a magnificent space. Here at the top of the hill and the center of campus, the vertical of the steeple always catches my eye. But from here inside, the horizontal takes my eye's gaze out through the windows and into the world, the place where faith informs our service, where our Sundays are translated into Monday through Saturday. Vocation literally means calling. Martin Luther rejected the idea of the separation of the sacred from the secular. In his day, only monks were set apart by a higher calling to religious life. He recovered the word vocation as an idea for everyone. We Lutherans like to speak about the idea of priesthood or ministry of all believers. We do not do works for God. He doesn't really need our help. Rather, it is God who does the works through us. Vocation is how we obey the command to love and serve our neighbor. And a system of vocations is how we love and serve the whole community. So far in life, I have had paid and unpaid vocations: newspaper boy, lawnmower, dorm maintenance worker, medical researcher, physician, and ophthalmologist, husband, son, father, brother, citizen, and friend. Vocation is more than what we do to earn money. For many in this room, your current vocation is that of student. The great thing about God is that God calls and works through our failures and our success, both our sins and our righteousness. It is only as forgiven sinners that we can go do God's work. As a Gustavus people, we are called into all areas of service. An ethic or attitude of service can make all the difference. Rather than being driven to achieve and accumulate for our own benefit, we are called to a life of service. Like everyone, I have good days and bad days. Bad days seem to come when I think that my daily work is to look out for me, myself, and I. On days when I wake up tired in the morning, I grow much more energized if I can remember that I am called to serve my neighbor. I have developed the spiritual practice or habit of saying a prayer as I walk from the parking lot into work. I look for the two parts of the cross in the pattern of the windows, and I say to myself, "May the words of my mouth and the works of my hands be acceptable in your sight," a variation of Psalm 19. This habit helps change my perspective. The same tasks are transformed from work into calling. Think back to the dinner in Iringa. It comes time for introductions. How would you introduce yourself? What would you say? Who are you? And what is your identity? In the end, God extends one calling into many vocations. We are called to be faithful servants with Christ as our identity. Vocational calls come from all sorts of directions. God will be original with you. The first chapter of James tells us that we are to be both hearers of the word and doers, for it is in the doing of our vocations that God shows his love for the world.
David, thanks for inviting us to see Tanzania. And I also invite all of you to take a look around the chapel over these next few days. You'll notice in the music some attention to the country of Spain and also the pilgrimage path to Santiago de Compostela. The images on the pillars or on the exterior of the chapel are paintings and photographs of that ancient pilgrimage hiking trail. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. May God Almighty order our days and our deeds in service. Amen.